KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Partly cloudy to cloudy skies and 69 degrees your current temperature here this morning. We look for skies to become partly cloudy as the day moves along with a high near 91 and southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest news here on KJAN. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Villisca man early this morning for driving while suspended. At approximately 2:30 a.m., deputies arrested 49-year-old Sean Allen Graham of Villisca for driving while suspended. He was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on bond. Police in Red Oak say a local man was arrested Friday afternoon on a theft charge. 43-year-old Chris Allen Taylor of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 3:50 p.m. on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 cash bond. The Creston Police Department released details of a Thursday evening accident in Creston. Officers were called to the scene of a two-vehicle accident at 5:14 p.m. Thursday at the intersection of Highway 34 and Elm Street in Creston. After investigation, it was determined that a 2007 Toyota RAV4 driven by 27-year-old Kimberly Cottle of Creston was westbound on Highway 34, while a 2006 Pontiac Grand Prix driven by 22-year-old Caitlin Cox of Creston was southbound on Elm Street when both came to the intersection stop signs. Cox observed a truck turning from the inside lane on Highway 34 and thought she was okay to turn left onto Highway 34. Cottle was sitting in the inside lane and began traveling west on Highway 34 through the intersection and struck Cox's turning vehicle on the rear driver's side. Cottle had an airbag deploy and was taken to the Greater Regional Medical Center to check out possible injuries. Cox was uninjured in the accident. No citations were issued and the vehicle suffered an estimated $9,000 total damage. A 4-year-old boy has died after being shot in the head in a small town in Iowa. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office says deputies found the boy with a gunshot wound to his head in Elgin after two 911 calls Friday afternoon. The child was pronounced dead at a hospital in West Union. Two adults and two small children were also at the scene. Authorities haven't released any additional details about the shooting, including how it happened or the boy's name. The Sheriff's Office has asked the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation for assistance. Elgin is a town of about 680 people. It's about 170 miles northeast of Des Moines. State officials say they have used Iowa's safe haven law to take custody of a newborn baby whose mother turned over care of the girl to a hospital. The Department of Human Services announced Friday the infant was given to an Iowa hospital June 7th and then released to the custody of the state agency. It's the 26th time the law has been used to turn over care of an infant since it was approved following a 2001 case in which a teenage mother in eastern Iowa killed her home-delivered newborn. The state didn't specify the city where the baby was given to the hospital. Iowa law allows parents to hand over custody of babies up to 14 days old without fear of prosecution. A man who failed to return to the Fort Des Moines work release facility has been placed on escape status. 27-year-old Darren Michael Humes II was placed on escape status on Friday after he failed to return to the work release facility from his place of employment. Hume was placed on work release status May 10th. He had been serving a 10-year sentence out of Polk County for intimidation with a dangerous weapon and was transferred to work release under the authority of the Iowa Board of Parole. Hume is an African-American male, 6 feet 2 inches tall, weighing 226 pounds. He has tattoos on his left hand, left forearm, and left hand finger. Anyone with information on his location should contact the Polk County Sheriff's Office or Des Moines Police Department. The Adams County Sheriff's Office released details Friday about an accident that happened Thursday evening near Corning. At 5:15 p.m. Thursday, a 911 call was taken at the Adams County Dispatch about a van versus semi accident, with one person being ejected from the vehicle. Deputies arriving on scene determined that a van driven by Liberty Armstrong of Corning was sitting at the stop sign at the intersection of Highway 148 and Highway 34 facing south. A semi-tractor trailer driven by Raymond Slama of Wyoming was traveling westbound on Highway 34 when Armstrong attempted to cross the highway, failing to see the approaching semi. The two vehicles collided, spinning the van 180 degrees, and Armstrong was ejected from the van. Armstrong was then taken by helicopter to Des Moines and treated for what were determined to be minor injuries. Slama was uninjured in the accident. Both vehicles were towed from the scene. The Adams County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Adams County Fire and Rescue and Taylor County Sheriff's Office. The office wants to thank all of the witnesses that stayed at the scene and assisted the injured and gave their statements. Authorities are investigating a state organization that trains and certifies Iowa firefighters due to allegations involving the certification process. The Department of Public Safety on Friday announced the investigation of the Fire Service Training Bureau located at Iowa State University in Ames. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations Inquiry will examine the scoring and certification process for those who took classes from the Bureau. Authorities also say Randall Novak, who had served as Bureau Chief since 2001, was placed on paid administrative leave on April 25th and retired June 2nd. John McPhee, the Certification and Accreditation Coordinator, was placed on paid administrative leave April 25th. He has worked for the Bureau since 1998. Kyle Gorsch, a state fire marshal special agent, will serve as interim bureau chief. The announcement came one day after the Associated Press made inquiries on the matter. Novak said Thursday his retirement had nothing to do with any problems in the bureau. The Union County Sheriff's Office says a man from Murray reported Thursday morning that sometime over the past few weeks, 18 cows and 19 calves have come up missing from his farm in Union County. Larry Schultes said the estimated value of his missing cattle is $37,000. A trio of area school districts will hold their regular separate monthly school board meetings on Monday. The Griswold School Board will gather in the central office at the Middle School High School building for their session beginning at 5:30 p.m. On their agenda is action on the fuel and tech support bids, the naming of a Level 1 and 2 child abuse investigator, hours for the transportation in-district director, a non-certified staff bargaining agreement for 2016-17, an operational sharing agreement with the Lenox School District, and registration fees for 2016-17. In Audubon, the Audubon School Board will meet at 7 p.m. in their boardroom at the high school. Action items on their agenda include approving a retaining wall bid, establishing a notice for the proposed sale of surplus property, the final reading of board policies pertaining to online fundraising campaigns, and unmanned aircrafts. They'll also discuss and possibly act on a proposed policy change pertaining to substitute teachers, followed by the setting of substitute teacher pay for 2017. In Elkhorn, the Exira EHK School Board will meet in the conference room at the Elkhorn building beginning at 7 p.m. Monday. The board will act on approving a contract with Frederick Griffin, a high school science teacher. They'll also discuss and or act on the Exira Elementary School land, approval of a new press box for the Exira football field, approval of concrete and drainage around the weight room and press box, and the possible sharing of a technology director. That's a look at some of the latest news here this morning. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Ava Evelyn Johnson Parrott, age 97, of Brighton, Colorado, formerly of Griswold, has died. Interment of cremated remains for Ava Parrott will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Flint Cemetery in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of arrangements. Agnes M. Atwood, age 93, of Exira, died January 13th at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life service for Agnes Atwood will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Exira Christian Church here today. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Marvin Basil Christensen, age 86, of Oakland, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Marvin Christensen will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Reconvieth Funeral Home in Oakland. Neil Turner, age 88, of Panora, formerly of Adair, died June 9th at the Guthrie County Hospital in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Neil Turner will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. And Jim E. McIntaffer, age 65, of Atlantic, died Friday at home. No services will be held for Jim McIntaffer, but visitation with his family will be held Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at the latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.